This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Congratulations again to Elliott Shore Parks for winning the first ever WIP Afternoon Show Eagles Insider of the Year. I could tell Elliott was genuinely touched.
He did not think he was going to get it.
He didn't think he was going to win.
Yeah. He thought we were just haters.
Yes.
Whoa. We're not objective.
Yeah.
All we do is call it like we see it.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, clearly, his first place votes weren't, neither you put first place votes in there for Elliott.
I did not. I voted Elliott second. I voted Tim McManus first.
McManus with the more first place votes.
Yep. Yes. Well, that happens occasionally in these
it
sorts
does.
Of votes.
It does.
You know, where you get points for a second place finish and a
didn't
third
it happen,
place finish.
Just happened with the MVP voting, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it happened with the NBA MVP pretty recently.
I thought it happened with Lamar and Josh.
Did it?
I think Lamar got more first place votes. Slightly.
Yeah. Well, I feel good for Elliott, and it's probably the last time he's ever going to win it because Dumas is going to win it every year after that.
Dumas did look like he was like, yeah, I'll be ready next year.
Yeah.
It's like when Jalen lost the Super Bowl in 2022.
Then they was sitting there watching the confetti come down.
He's going to have Elliott on his lock screen.
Yeah. Yep.
And I give credit to Dumas for showing up, even though he knew he lost at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it, Jack.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So, yes, as we all know, this is just the beginning of Eagles Insider of the Year.
Correct.
This is the inaugural. Yep. Now it'll be the annual.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think
we
got a good baseline of how to do this thing. So I'm looking forward to the next year.
Yeah, and I think what we need to do on our end as the, you know, as the
watchdogs,
the home base, the watchdogs, we just need a Google Doc every time somebody gets something. We need to write it down so we have it. So
Morgenstein?
Yeah.
He's got it.
Or how about the producer of the show?
No, I like having Morgenstein do it.
Oh, really?
I've gotten really used to having him I do everything.
Yeah. Well, he's a smart kid.
Yeah. Way smarter than me.
Look good in that suit, by the way.
No, he can clean up well.
Yeah, cleans up well.
100%. All right, so what I have for you today is next year's Eagles Insider of the Year winners in top five.
Okay.
Of who I think is going to have the best year.
Okay. Oh, wow. Just a prediction from you, not the official odds.
No. Okay. Just my prediction for next year. Number five is D-Gun, because I think D-Gun wants to be in it. D-Gun, for a long time, was top dog of Eagles Insider.
He was the guy.
And, you know, he would sneak in and out. You know, he'd dip his toe in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he'd bow right out. Even the other day, he said, I knew 3 weeks ago BG was retiring. He wants this award. So I'm projecting, I think D-Gun, after the I guess, disrespect he has heard about the Insider game, I think he steps up next year.
Honestly, I'm kind of surprised at D-Gun this year. I thought we were going to get a little more out of him. I would not, like, I don't think he is out of this, right?
No.
Like, he is one of the names that breaks stories.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like when the, you know, an older golfer in a major. Yeah. You know, they kind of had that resurgence out of nowhere.
You're calling D-Gun the Tiger of Eagles Insider.
Could be.
Yeah.
Ah, the Tiger. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
He was the GOAT for a long time.
Yep.
Well, still is.
Still is. Number four, another projection, is Jason Dumas.
Yeah.
Dumas.
Four?
I have a number four. Again, there's a lot of high-quality guys ahead of him.
Can I ask him how to say his last name? I say Dumas because it was Richard Dumas. I just assume it's Dumas. You keep saying Dumas.
I know. I think it's Dumas.
Okay.
No, it is Dumas.
Yeah. I keep saying.
I'm a dumbass.
Okay.
How about that?
Ayo.
How about that?
I have Dumas higher than four.
You got that all before anybody else could get that
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because I keep thinking it. I keep saying it sounds like dumbass.
But it doesn't. It's just Dumas.
Dumas.
I don't know why I keep messing it up. That's on me, Jason.
That's because you didn't grow up. We know Richard Dumas.
Never heard of him.
Phoenix Sun, Sixer. drug problem, but very talented.
I thought that was Joe Dumars.
Yeah.
Different guy.
Just keep it moving.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think Dumas has a good year. He again, dipped his toe in the water, was a little late to the game. Maybe gets big free agent scoop next year. Who knows?
Well, he's going to work for it. I can tell.
You saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
Actually, honestly, I put this together before I met him and before the show.
Should have had him higher.
After seeing him, I should have put him higher.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a strong year. Number three, I'm putting Tim McManus. You know,
three?
I think. Yep. Listen, I'll get there. Don't you worry, buddy. Don't you worry. Now, Tim had a great year.
It was awesome.
For as great as a year Elliot had, you know, I think it was also a throwback year for old McManus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was a great year for McManus.
I think he's going to go for it again.
Okay. Yeah.
But we'll see. Again.
Why do you have him third?
Because the number two, I got the newspaper reporter.
I think
McClain is gonna take this personally. I don't think next year is going to be as great as this year. So I think maybe he'll be more.
Oh.
I think he'll have more of the McClain-ish kind of stories coming out.
You've said this before. He thrives on the team not doing well.
Exactly. So, you know, if they
Which
don't.
Which is where Joe San Liquido normally thrives.
I know. He's lurking.
How did he get in there?
I can't believe he got fifth in that.
Every time with San Liquido.
And we didn't talk about the others receiving votes here. Ike Reese was another's receiving vote. Mm-hmm. We heard about that, even though he recused himself. I don't know how he got votes, whatever. Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, Big Dom.
Too strong.
Receiving votes.
And BG should have been on it. I mean.
Yeah, BG also in the others receiving
scoop
votes.
Scoop of the year by BG. Like, if there's one scoop, I think it was easily the AJ and Jalen's relationship.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he loves this.
And one
question, he's trying to move past that as best he can.
Yeah, one should ask. Maybe the host of the show should have been considered for that. As well.
Yeah. You were right there in the thick of the fire.
You know, I was right there, not saying a word as he talked.
No, that's not true at all. You were grilling him, and you were asking leading questions,
him into these answers.
Exactly. And how does Corey and Columbus get a third place?
He's got a couple scoops. Yeah, I mean, they're mostly shots in the dark, but some of them have come true.
All right.
But number one in next year's Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings is going to be Ike Reese. Because I know Ike the way that I think I know Ike. He's a competitive
guy. Wait a minute. Who did you have at two?
I had the newspaper reporter.
So you don't even have Elliot in the top five?
No.
He's resting on his laurels.
This is a Mickey Mouse Elliot year. We all know that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Strictly lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. Whoa. A lot like the 2017 Eagles.
We'll get to Ike in a second. You don't even have Elliot in the top five for next year?
I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see it. It's like you know, the last two games from Jalen. Is Elliot elite now?
What?
He's elite.
Yeah, I think he's elite.
No. We'll see.
That's an unnecessary shot on Jalen.
Would never.
Yeah.
Would never. So, listen.
Is Jalen elite? 215-592-9493.
Is Elliot elite? Who's
is
more
Elliot elite? Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, again, this year was, if you look at we were big on track records, right?
Yeah.
This year was the anomaly. Can he back it up and do it again? I'm talking about Elliot, everyone, not Jalen.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I just need to see it again. It's a prove it year next year for Elliot.
So you have Ike at number one.
Yeah, I think Ike's going to take this year personally after recusing himself. Now, he did lose his biggest scoop, Mekhi Becton. How can he recover? He was 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year for how he's going to move to right tackle.
Yeah.
You know, so he loses Becton.
He's going to take over after Lane Johnson in 3 years.
Yeah.
Still could, I guess. Yep. It's only a 2-year deal with the Chargers.
Exactly right.
I will say this, I am motivated now.
Are you?
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, I'm motivated.
Well, here's what I worry about with Ike if it's not as good an Eagles year next year.
No,
him getting wormed up.
Yeah, that's always a threat. Yeah.
The worm.
Yeah. Yeah. Team's going bad. I don't like to pile on.
No. Even if you know stuff. That's the thing. That's what's hard about this job.
Yeah.
Is that if you know stuff and things are already going bad,
yeah,
you have to, you're basically, you become part of the piling on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know anything. I never do.
No, that's a lie.
I'm just saying, I never know anything.
That's a lie.
So,
your opinion.
Sort of, yeah. It's kind of educated guessing.
Unless one of them comes true, and then it's a report.
I'm like, yeah, man, right there.
Yeah. You're something else. You are something else.
Hey, your way to navigate this whole thing
like a greased pig, man. I'm slippery.
Hey, yeah, you are. Very slippery.
Got that one, Jack?
That was a good one. You and Justin in Tennessee.
Like a greased pig with two Peters?
Doesn't know what to do with either one of them?
What did he say about Sam Bradford?
He was Atchie and Furia?
No, yeah, yeah. Atchie and Furia?
Yeah, yeah, because he's looking at you and Furia.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It's a good one. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the other one was about something going down his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Sean in Norristown, you're on WIP. What's up, Sean?
Is Brandon Graham the greatest Eagle of all time, like hands down? I mean, I think it's got to be – he's in the Mount Rushmore, but – I think he may be the best Eagle of all time based on his track record on the field, but then also off the field. Due to his retirement and everything, it just sparks the question of greatest Eagles of all time.
Yeah.
Greatest Eagle.
I tell you, it's groundswell of BG, Mount Rushmore, greatest Eagle. Now, he certainly would be in my top 10 Eagles.
Yeah.
Right? He's in your top 10. Well, it's a lot of Eagles.
Yeah.
When we say 10.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's a lot of Eagles when we say top 10.
So in the top 10, we definitely have Reggie. We definitely have Dawkins. We definitely have Bednarik.
Got McNabb.
Jason Kelsey.
You got Fletcher.
Yep. Seth Joyner.
Eric Allen.
Yeah. Hall of Famers, Eric Allen.
Harold Carmichael.
Right. Quick.
I mean, like, those are now right. Quick because.
Nick Foles.
When we say 10, Nick Foles. You got Nick Foles there.
Right.
It's a lot for 10.
There's a lot.
I think BG is in that 10.
Lane will eventually be.
Lane is in the top 10.
Yeah, Lane is definitely in the top 10.
Jason Peters. Is he top 10?
I'd have to look.
Hall of Famer.
He became a Hall of Famer as an Eagle.
Hall of Famer. Yeah, as an Eagle. Yeah. No doubt. He's going to be. Yeah, he's more known as an Eagle than he is anything.
Sean, I think. The thing that's tough with
BG. I don't know
BG,
if he's the greatest of all time. He's certainly up there in that discussion, though.
Yeah. The thing with BG that makes it tough for greatest of all time is that he's not a Hall of Famer. He had one. I love BG.
Now you're talking about the individual player now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just talking about individual player and accolades.
Yeah.
One Pro Bowl, one All Pro.
Right.
And definitely not a Hall of Famer. So he's a great player and a great Eagle. But it's very hard for me to say greatest Eagle of all time. He might be. Like, I wish there was a different thing we could say about him. He does represent the franchise well.
Mm-hmm.
He played, you know, more than anybody else did.
Yep.
There's something there. But I have trouble with greatest Eagle because, like, how do I put him ahead of Dawkins? Like, how do I put him ahead of Dawkins? Right? Like, Dawkins a Hall of Famer. Dawkins represented everything you wanted to represent about the Eagles. Like... how do you put him?
Dawkins is one of the five best safeties ever played in the game.
You know,
absolutely. I guess what I'm saying, and you were alluding to this too, is that there's something to say more about how he was drafted and what he went through and how he stuck around for 15 years.
Yeah,
all of that, and in two Super Bowl. I mean, it's just you really start to look at it and say, okay, sure, he may have not have been the best player in Eagles history, like from that position, but I think as representing the franchise, I think he's probably up there. And at least in my top three, from someone that'll always go down as that.
I agree with you, Shauna, and nothing against the other guys that wound up playing somewhere else, just like myself, not putting myself in this category with those players. But BG played his entire career here.
Right.
So it's really about being the greatest Eagle. He did play his entire career here and had the ups and the downs. And won two championships. So that's why I think he's in the conversation of it.
Yeah, I think most beloved, he's certainly right there, you mm-hmm. know. I think that is the conversation.
But as an individual player, we can obviously name other players
yes,
that were greater players.
And yeah. and by the way, those players, it's not like those players were great players and bad guys either.
Right.
You know, we've been lucky enough, certainly in the
good
last...
Good guys, yeah.
You know, even yep. before the last 25 years, to have a bunch of... Because Reggie was a yep. great guy. We had a bunch of great players who were also great off the field mm-hmm. as well. So we're not talking about a guy who was in trouble all the time and, you know, rolling our eyes and taking shots at the yeah. fans. Like, we've had a lot of great Eagles here. I think we've been very lucky.
You know what? We're going to have to do that. Maybe we should do that at some point this offseason.
Top 10 Eagles?
I don't know if we can do 10.
You know what we should do?
Then we have to do 20?
What if we do, when we do top 11 week, yeah. what if we do top, we do other top 11s that week?
Right, just do.
And do a top 11 Eagles, Eagle, top yeah. 11 Phillies.
Yeah,
top 11,
okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you think about ESP winning Eagles Insider of the Year?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I called earlier, and I was on with you guys, and my phone decided to restart.
Oh.
I actually said it was a pity warp. Now that I think about it, my friends roasted me. I'm going to take it back and say it was well-deserved. I think he's done a fine job for the city, and not being in the top five next year, I don't know. I mean, I think that's...
yeah. Shit's approved here.
One quick thing, and I'll jump off.
Yeah.
I found the equivalent to a South Philly Cowboy fan. I found a North Jersey Eagle fan, and I was sitting at the bar overhearing these jabronis talk about sports, and the guy claimed he was from Philly. He was talking to this gentleman. He's actually from Bluebell and couldn't even name the Flying Hawaiian. Had no idea what his first name was, but he kept talking to him. The guy's a North Jersey Eagles fan who likes the Cavs and the Yankees. It was the worst sports conversation I ever listened to in my entire life.
I'll say this, Sean.
Cavs and the Yankees, must have been from being a LeBron fan, right?
Well, so here's the thing about North Jersey. So, Sean, I've lived in North Jersey for the last 4 years. And the thing about New York is we see a lot of New Yorkers who pound their chest as New York, New York, New York. But there's a lot of, it doesn't have the same sort of local pride that Philadelphia does. And I found, like, even at WFAN, we have Gio on the air, who's a Vikings fan, Sal Licata on the fan, who's a Falcons fan, both from New York, by the way.
What?
Yeah, Keith McPherson, who's a Cowboys fan.
Wow.
He's from Jersey, but still. And I have Eagles fans on my block,
right.
And I live in North Jersey.
Right.
So I think the thing about New York, North Jersey is that because the thing about being a being from Philadelphia is that you're like sort of an outcast here if you don't like one of the teams. I think one of the things
it's the norm up there.
It's the norm because there's so many people up there that are not from there, and then there's two different teams for every
almost
sport.
Almost every sport, yeah.
So it's like it's weird up there, man. It's just like it's a weird spot.
Here's the kicker, and this is why. The guy liked the Eagles because his dad liked the Giants and couldn't watch TV on the weekends. So he became an Eagles fan to root against his dad.
Root against his dad.
Well, that I can respect.
That is a Cowboy, South Philly Cowboy fan. Yeah. Right all over it. I'm
yeah.
sick.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Thank you for the call, man.
South Philly Cowboy fan.
We really, I've been lucky enough to live in other big sports cities. I lived in Chicago, lived in L.A., and worked in, you know, worked in New York City, lived in North Jersey. I can tell you, if you're listening to this and you're in this area, you should feel very lucky at the sports community and atmosphere we have here. It's not like this anywhere else. And I'm talking about other, Chicago's a good sports city, right? So is New York. It's a good sports city. L.A. is not really, but there's nothing like here. Boston is the only thing that's close, and they're annoying. So so this place, there's nothing like this place.
I tell people that all the time when I go on shows in other cities.
Right.
They want to know about the Philadelphia fan and this and that. I'm like, dude, you have no idea. Like this, and I learned this. Like this isn't something I knew prior to coming here. This is what I learned being here 27, going on 28 years now. It is unique to have 90% of the population here all rooting for the same teams.
Yes.
Like and when teams are going well, man, there's nothing like it.
Nothing.
There's just nothing like the snowball effect of everybody, you know, the community feeling that you get when the sports teams are doing well.
It's a wave.
It's and you get reminded when we just went through. That's why I said the Eagles postseason run, the playoff run, man, it was beautiful. You almost get you have to be reminded. We just won the Super Bowl in 2017. We went back in 2022, and I still felt like this playoff run was something I hadn't experienced before.
Right, right.
Like it was crazy.
We had so many home games, which helped.
That you're right. That did help. But even in 2022, I think the games against the Giants and the 49ers, there just wasn't much.
What's the memory from? One memory from those two games, and it's breaking Purdy's arm.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Devontae, I guess.
And the Devontae catch.
Yeah.
That. I don't even remember anything in the Giants game.
No, who could?
Jack brought this up earlier. It is something that I'm going to have to get used to. I've never lived in the area while I was an on-air personality at WIP for a few months with Josh.
Right.
But that was it. And my wife was driving around in the neighborhood where we're going to buy a house. Mm-hmm. And she said, she knows when I go to family functions, I don't like talking about sports with anybody. I also don't like talking about WIP. I feel like the family function is like should be a respite.
Yeah, you want to get away from it. Yeah.
And
exactly.
She always goes, when it's a family function on her side, she'll always go, Brett, what do you want them to talk to you about? This is what people talk about. They talk about sports.
Yeah.
So now I'm good. So my wife was driving around the neighborhood and she looked at me and she goes, you know, there's a lot of Eagles like flags. There's a lot of, you're going to have to talk to your neighbors.
Oh
about
yeah.
The
your neighbors.
Eagles.
I will say my neighbors are great though.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to having neighbors.
Even though they know I live there in the neighborhood. I don't have the, now earlier, sure, you have people being enamored with me being in the neighborhood, but I've been there long enough there.
So they don't see you and go, Ike, what's happening with Sirianni?
No, okay. You'll get a Goldbirds or something
cool.
Like that. You know, when I used to, when the kids were young enough, when I was at the bus stop with them, you know, you'd be up there with the other parents. Then you'd get some discussions back then. But now, we've been out there long enough. I tell you, I can't wait for you to experience a long Phillies playoff run.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
If you think the Eagles are draining... Phillies, the Red October is something unto itself.
So, listen, obviously I want the Phillies to win the World Series, but when they lost, it was kind of like, a deep breath.
You didn't have to deal with it anymore.
It is exhausting because the games, there are more games.
Yeah, it's every night.
Yeah,
and it's till 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night. Yeah.
We were doing post game till like 12:31 from the stadium.
Let me
remember that.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
It was great. Wouldn't trade for the world. But I was like, I was kind of like, oh, you know what?
I can sleep. I get to go back to being regular. Yeah.
Well, this is a little message for anybody in my new neighborhood. I'll do the Eagles thing and the Phillies thing for a while. If any one of you does that, how about your boy Embiid or how about your boy Maury?
Hey, I tell you, get it there.
I'm calling the homeowners association. I'm telling on you.
That again.
Using the wrong color trash can or whatever the hell the homeowners association does.
Oh. Yeah. Are you that neighbor?
What, use different trash can
colors? No, the neighbor that
no, oh, okay. I've never had a homeowners association, but I'm not.
You got one now, huh?
Well, I do.
Well, first off, you will turn into that. Well, no, you're not it right now.
Well, so
he's going to be leading the meetings
my
and everything.
God. You're going to be managing the entire neighborhood.
There's one thing that happens in my neighborhood that I do get a little prickly about. There's an ordinance in my town that says you can't park on the street after 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a... And, dude, when there's somebody parked in front of my house after 6 p.m., park in front of whatever. First of all, you're not allowed to be out there. Second of all, don't park in front of my house if you're not here. There's a whole street of park in front of whatever
park
house you're going to.
In front of somebody else's house.
Yeah. It's my little message to you. All right.
Yeah, he's leading the meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is going to last 6 months if I'm the friendly neighbor guy.
Yeah. 6 months. Yeah. And the first time somebody goes, yo, Maury, it's like, get out of here. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a star wide receiver takes a shot right at Ike's hometown. Oh, my God. It's the WIP.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
They are. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.